As Leicester United started off brightly, but certainly the home team at this moment in time really starting to increase the pace of the game. There's some good fluent passing with the ball, and then straight through the middle they go again with the number 8, Finlay. And they got a great goal it is. And again, I think he went past the Leicester United's midfield too easily there, and then he launched the ball from around 25 yards to the bottom corner. It went, nothing Carnell could do, and the pace of the quarter you've filed have really shown FC up in these opening
9-10 minutes
there. That was a great goal by Finlay.
It was, but you've also got to look at the defending. You know, there wasn't much challenge on him.
Headed on there by Greaves. Fallon comes across to try and win it, and Cook does really well. Fallon on the right-hand side of Greaves, if he can slip him in there, slide him in there. He plays it across to Madeley. It was slightly overhit there, unfortunately, and Madeley loses out on a long, quick clearance there by the...
Carnell's off.
Carnell is off. Let red card, Dave Carnell, guarantee it. He's off, Dave Carnell. He's pulled the player down on the edge of the penalty area, a red card, and there was nothing else the referee could do. And Dave Carnell, well, he shouldn't have been dilly-dallying with the ball. It was a long ball over the top. They're looking for a penalty. They're not going to get one. They're going to get the opportunity for the ball outside the penalty area and a free kick. But Dave Carnell is the man that goes off. It is Chris Lynch.
And Wolfie going off.
It's dead centre. And FC United's war is going to be at least 8 to 9 yards into the penalty area.
They'll be disappointed if they don't hit the target with a rookie goalie. And,
well, they've got Dion Charles over the ball and Sam Finlay, the number 8. And you'd expect them to really go for this. What can they do? They step over the ball. That's a great goal. Oh, what a great goal. There's nothing. Listen, let's be honest. If FC United's goalkeeper had been in nets, there was nothing he could do with that. It was top 90, left-hand corner, 2-0. FC United and Manchester trail by here. Near post ball, well, it meets on the edge of the penalty area, and Fallon did well there, scurrying across there. Cook holds the ball well, and that's a ball played long over the top there by Dean Stott. Trying to see what he's trying to do there, trying to set the attack very quickly. Ball in the arms of the goalkeeper, and seven FC players still in their own half when that ball went across, and it shows the quality of passing tonight from FC United of Manchester. It's just been second best at all stages. Down the right-hand side to go again. It's with the number 2. It's with Hughes. Hughes against 1-2. He's a Dion. What a goal there by Dion Charles. Again, down the right-hand side. Nothing that Lynch could do. The overlap was there. The overlap came in. They played it back to Dion Charles. And from 25 yards, he bent the ball into the other corner this time. And it's 3-0 to AFC Fylde. Left-hand side now. Here comes a lovely swooping ball there. Oh, and it's up like a gazelle. Into the penalty area it goes to make. And again, headed away by Ashworth. Picked up ball by Fylde. And again, the ball whips. It's a great ball. It's an opportunity. Oh, it's another goal as well. Off the 12. Danny Rowe, it was a great ball with purpose there. Sam Finlay, well, he rose the number 12 at the back post. Danny Rowe, he rose more like, I don't know, was it a gazelle or was it indeed a bittern? He flew into the top corner, over the top, and it's now 4-0.